Hi everybody, this is Scott Sad. Today I wanted to talk about an incident that took place yesterday on Twitter with evolutionary biologist David Sloan Wilson. And I'm going to release this clip not because I wish to add further acrimony to the story, because David Sloan Wilson as an individual is somewhat irrelevant to the story, other than the fact that he represents some very, very ugly realities in academia in particular, and in general society more more broadly. A bit of a background. David Sloan Wilson and I have been good friends and good colleagues for many years. I think it was back in 2005 he had invited me to his EVOS speaker series, EVOS Evolutionary Studies program. He's the first to pioneer such a program, and I was trying to implement a similar program here at Concordia University. So he's certainly an important evolutionary scientist. So he invited me in 2005. I invited him to Concordia in 2009, I think. He's come over to my house where my wife cooked a meal for him. He invited me back to Binghamton University a few years later. I invited him on my show. So the reason I'm sharing all this is because there is a personal history between us, a warm personal history, both as friends and as colleagues. Now, many of you know the old edict that politics and religion are topics that one should avoid. And as I explained in the parasitic mind, no, I disagree with this. If you have a friendship, that friendship should be anti-fragile, meaning it should be exposed to the stressors of differing opinions, and we should be able to remain friends. Otherwise, your friendship is not worth anything, because all I want to do is talk about banal niceties with you to maintain our friendship, then you are no true friend. Well, David Sloan Wilson has demonstrated that friendships are only valuable as long as you don't engage in political language or political positions that he finds offensive. So on April 2nd of this year, so this is after I had invited him to come on my show, I had posted some comments that were critical of Barack Obama, who's no longer even in office. And so I was going back and forth with someone, and I said, I'm just editing some of that tweet. The only current politician more vacuous than Obama is Trudeau, but it's a close call. Most politicians are BS artists, but Obama made you feel, quote, a tingle in your leg as he drowned you in empty rhetoric. And David, so this had nothing to do with David Sloan Wilson. This wasn't a conversation with David Sloan Wilson, but then David Sloan Wilson comes in because he's the great moral arbiter. He's the Stasi commander of proper conduct. And he said, "My good friend Gad Saad, this is you at your intolerant worst. Please find your misplaced humanity." So by my criticizing in a, totally appropriate way, Obama, I mean, Obama was president of the United States for 2 terms, and I think he's a malignant narcissist who engages in nothing more than empty platitudes. People have a right to hold that opinion. I'm not attacking him for immutable characteristics. I'm attacking him for, being the shallow schmuck that he is. And of course, people can disagree with me and think that Obama is a noble prophet. But according to Stasi Commander David Sloan Wilson, I had misplaced my humanity. He removed my humanity by my having engage in such a forceful criticism of Barack Obama. That's simply out of bounds. Now, of course, David Sloan Wilson does not mind when for 4 years people engage in the most astonishingly vile discourse when it comes to Donald Trump. That, you see, is moral, because Donald Trump is an existential threat. So when you call Donald Trump a rapist, when you compare him to an ape, when you say that he is going to usher a nuclear holocaust, when you refer to the 25th Amendment to try to impeach him because he's insane, But by the way, David Sloan Wilson has referred to Obama as not to Obama, to Trump as insane. He has joked about Boris and Donald Trump having small hands, aka small penis. All those things are perfectly fine. But when I say that Obama is engaging in platitudinous, vacuous BS, I have misplaced my humanity. Okay, fine. So we dealt with that case in April, and then comes yesterday. So yesterday, I had just finished watching a clip on TV where they had shown Nancy Pelosi in her usual venom and poison state that, well, yes, now I will release the funds, because Biden is president. So she was basically in a hallucinatory way admitting that the financial aid package regarding COVID was part of her political machinations. And of course, I thought that that was vile. And so I posted the following. So here we go. Let me see where it is. I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. Speaker Pelosi is one of the most diabolically loathsome, venomous snakes in political life. Every pore in her body oozes poison and venom. She is truly immeasurably repugnant, a political hack void of humanity. And then in square brackets, I put, I'm being nice. So the moral arbiter and, commander of all proper conduct, David Sloan Wilson, writes, sigh. It's really hard to take you seriously as a scientist when you post garbage such as this. This level of discourse should be beneath you. And then he tags a whole bunch of people because he's reported. By the way, this has again nothing to do with David Sloan Wilson. I am commenting about the person who is third in line for the US presidency. And David Sloan Wilson decides to come in and doesn't criticize or question my judgment of Pelosi. He questions anybody taking me seriously as a scientist as a result of my positions on Nancy Pelosi. And so we went back and forth, and you should go ahead and read our threads because they're quite instructive. They are teachable moments, as the progressive woke like to say. So then I went to David Sloan Wilson and I said, what's the reason of you tagging me with all of your colleagues? Are you reporting me? Is this a form of reputational punishment? Is it a form of academic cancel culture? And then he writes back. Now, this is just breathtaking. I don't care who GATSAD is for or against. I just expect something better than tasteless name calling from a scientific colleague. And I'm calling it out in front of some of my other colleagues. It's called, you ready for this? Altruistic punishment. I don't have a double standard for how I function as a scientist and how I conduct myself on Twitter. I have no more interest in hearing GATSAD rant than hearing real Donald Trump rant. It's garbage both ways. So, in the tweet from April, I had lost my humanity and I should find my misplaced humanity because I had criticized Obama. And again, it's not as though I was calling him, I was using foul language, right? I was saying he's a platitudinous, vacuous guy. In the case of Pelosi, I'm saying she is a diabolical, venomous person based on the characteristics that she repeatedly exhibits. So, David Sloan Wilson, in the first case, thinks that I have lost my humanity. I'm no longer within the human group, right? He has demonized me as subhuman, non-human. I've misplaced my humanity. And remember, this had nothing to do with David Sloan Wilson. I was criticizing his prophet, Barack Obama. And again, he doesn't think that people lose their humanity when they criticize Donald Trump in astonishingly more vile manners than anything that I've ever said about Obama or about Pelosi. Anyway, so then he says that it's hard to take me seriously as a scientist when I engage in this type of behavior, right? Of course, it has nothing to do with my science, right? When I do studies on the effects of testosterone on conspicuous consumption, it has nothing to do with what I think about Ronaldo, the soccer player, or Nancy Pelosi, the political hack. But this is the way he seeks to punish you. But more astonishingly, he then tags a bunch of influential people as though he is trying to punish me. And then he says that it is altruistic punishment. Well, David Sloan Wilson, altruistic punishment, as you well know, is when you punish a third party at a cost to yourself. What is the cost that you are incurring when you are taking the position of defending the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi to academics? The one who is taking all the risks and incurring all the costs is yours truly, who actually has independence of thought, who doesn't toe the line. So you're not even using the term altruistic punishment appropriately. But imagine how smug and condescending and chilling it is that he thinks that it is okay to altruistically punish me in front of other colleagues because I exhibited an opinion on Nancy Pelosi that he disagrees with. I mean, just imagine for a moment how astonishing that is. Here's one thing David Sloan Wilson could have done. He could have written to me privately and say, "Hey, God, I'm wondering, why is it that you find her so objectionable? Let's talk about it," right? I've discussed in a previous clip a good friend of mine, a clinical psychologist here at Concordia, I'm good friends with him, who wanted to know, you know, why it is that I don't attack Donald Trump more forcefully. We discussed it and we walked away as friends. He didn't question my humanity or question my scientific status based on my attacking or not attacking Donald Trump. That's what classy people do. They engage. But David Sloan Wilson has grown up in an environment existed in an environment for 40, 50 years where he doesn't get pushback, right? He is akin to the spoiled brat who always gets what he wants because he lives in the ecosystem of academia where everybody toes the line. Everybody thinks that Nancy Pelosi is great. Everybody knows that Barack Obama is the Nobel prophet. Everybody knows that Donald Trump is a gang rapist who is ushering a nuclear holocaust. That's perfectly appropriate discourse. But if you disagree with those positions, then he is going to altruistically punish you in front of your colleagues. I mean, it is difficult to imagine more execrable behavior. Okay? Now, on a more personal level, I have a very exacting code of personal conduct in that if I know you, if you've been to my house, if I've invited you on my show, I will refrain from publicly attacking you. So, for example, if you exhibit Trump derangement syndrome, I might criticize Trump derangement syndrome in general, but I will certainly not tag you or attack you or attack your integrity or attack your humanity for holding the incorrect political positions because you're a friend. I respect you. I respect our friendship. David Sloan Wilson doesn't believe that. And so then he decided to unfollow me and announce it to the world because he no longer wants to put up with, you know, garbage rants as per Donald Trump and Gad Saad. Now, here again, he's not being insulting, you see. He's just being a moral arbiter. Now, imagine if I were a young assistant professor and David Sloan Wilson does this. Imagine what that would send as a signal. Here's a senior, well-known evolutionary biologist. By the way, I highly respect his scientific work. I might not agree with all of it, but I think David Sloan Wilson is a fantastic academic. And by the way, I respect the fact that he has defended doggedly group selectionism against, you know, the tidal wave of people who disagree with his position. And for that, I think it's wonderful. I like the fact that he is doggedly defending his position, irrespective of whether I agree with it or not. So the question is not that, you know, I have nothing but respect for David Sloan Wilson's scientific work, but his conduct on social media is breathtaking. When I attack Pelosi or I attack Barack Obama, these are public figures who it is perfectly appropriate to criticize them, whether it be for their policies, for their behaviors, for their positions. Some people will use more polite language. Other people will use more spicy language. But nothing that I've ever said, when I say that that Obama is a vacuous, platitudinous guy, there's nothing out of bounds there. If I say that Nancy Pelosi is diabolically vile and venomous, guess what? 80 million people agree with me, and just go on the thread. I don't know how many people have agreed with my position and have said that I've understated how vile she is. That's what happens when you discuss politics. Some people agree with you, others don't. But you don't question someone's humanity. You don't question someone's scientific credibility. And you certainly don't do it when you are a former personal friend. That's what cowards do. Are you listening, David Sloan Wilson? So going back to the young assistant professor, imagine if that person is watching what's happening right now. I happen to be Gatsad. I don't give a damn about what David Sloan Wilson can dish out as an altruistic punishment. It only emboldens me. It only gets me more angry. It only triggers further my honey badger nature. But if I am a young assistant professor who was thinking about going on social media and expressing his or her political positions, I've now been put on notice. Senior professors like esteemed David Sloan Wilson will not tolerate this type of behavior. This is how you keep people in check. So again, it just so happens that I'm the anomalous guy in academia who just doesn't give a damn, who is a costly Zahavian walking signal. Okay? So there you have it, folks. There's, you know, many lessons to take away here. It is grotesquely disappointing to see the behavior that David Sloan Wilson has exhibited. And again, this is not meant for me to pile on him, although he certainly deserves all the piling in the world. But it demonstrates what happens when people exist in echo chambers where they believe that they hold the moral high ground. And anyone who doesn't, you know, those diseased Trump supporters, David Sloan Wilson doesn't altruistically punish people who demonize Trump supporters. He thinks that's perfectly fine. But don't you dare say anything against Pelosi. Got that? So there you have it, folks. This is the state of academia. Either agree with me or I will report you to all our colleagues. What shameful behavior. What cretinous behavior. David Sloan Wilson, maybe you need to send me a private message and apologize for your behavior. Friends should honor their relationships and should never, ever insult one another publicly. Shame on you. Take care, everybody. Cheers.